It's orientation day for a new crop of local job seekers at the Buffalo Employment and Training Center. About a dozen men and women sit studiously at attention, taking notes as their instructor walks them through all the amenities and services the center has to offer.
Resumes, you are allowed to mail at least 20 resumes a week here. We supply you with resume paper, envelopes, and postage.
For Javonte Robbins, this is a step in the right direction. Robbins owns his own home on the east side in Buffalo, where he lives with his wife, Bree. He's planning to make a career change from the healthcare field to truck driving. He says his journey in the workforce has been challenging at times as he navigates his way around issues like race and discrimination.
My appearance is definitely intimidating.
Now, Robin has smooth caramel-colored skin and thick dark brown locks of hair. He says assimilation by cutting off his locks and changing his appearance to become more appealing to those of the opposite race is not something he's considered.
I have done it in the past, but at the end of the day, I am who I am. You know what I mean? If you're going to discriminate up against me because of the way I look, then I don't need to be working for your establishment regardless.
The topic of race is just one of many issues that minorities face in the job market. Right now, reports show national unemployment rates have reached its lowest levels in nearly 50 years. But research shows the gap between whites and minorities still persists. Sam McGavran is with the Partnership for the Public Good. He says issues like racial bias, transportation, education, and residential segregation come into play when looking at these racial disparities.
Buffalo has unusually sharp racial disparities in employment. So whether you're looking at unemployment rates or wages, you'll see bigger differences here than the national averages. So to give you an example, nationally, for the last couple decades, black unemployment rates have tended to run about twice as high as white. Locally, it's more like 2.5 times as high. Hispanic rates nationwide tend to run about 1.5 times as high as whites, but here it's more like 2 times as high.
Also, hiring requirements like credit checks oftentimes has an adverse racial impact.
A surprising number of employers run credit checks on people as part of the application process. And you might think, well, why does someone's credit history really tell you, what does that really tell you about whether they'd be a good employee or not? Well, you know, we would argue it doesn't really tell you much about whether they'd be a good employee. It's not a good criteria to use. You should use things that are much more specific to the job that you're hiring for.
Back at the Buffalo Employment and Training Center, Damone Smith, executive director, agrees there are barriers that contribute to the disparities, but says good old-fashioned determination can help minority job seekers overcome them.
The biggest barrier that a lot of people have when they come for looking at employment are themselves. Some people say they want to work, but they really don't want to work. Some people are caught up in a cycle of depression. You know, losing a job sometimes can be a big deal for a lot of people.
Another solution is to create accountability within the ranks of leadership. Brenda McDuffie is with the Buffalo Urban League.
We have to have management say and leadership say there will be no tolerance for any behaviors that will do anything but embrace those individuals as they come into the workforce.
She says companies should make an intentional effort to hire more minorities and not just a token person. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.